Unit 8. Skills test. Listening. 5.
Right, moving on to the next stage of the appraisal process. What do you see as your strengths in your current role as floor supervisor?
I'm not very good at picking out my strengths, but I would say that I've improved my leadership skills from being on the floor. I think I still have a lot more to learn, but I've been happy with how I've been progressing, and the people around me seem to respond well to me.
We would have to agree. You've made some excellent progress in many areas, not just your leadership skills. You have been working hard on delegation and encouraging your team. But I believe I've seen most improvement in your self-belief. You believe you can do this job and do it well. And that's a real pleasure to see.
Thank you very much. It's nice to hear some recognition. It's what I like to do with my team. Tell them when I think they've done a good job.
Now, getting on to your weaknesses, what aspect of your job do you think you are weaker at?
I find this much easier than thinking about strengths. I need to take more time to fill out the paperwork, especially when the deliveries come in. I'm sure I've made a few mistakes. I also think I need to improve my communication skills with management via email. Sometimes I feel I'm not listening enough to my team members.
Frank, let me stop you there. I think you're being too tough on yourself. Your self-belief might have improved tremendously, but there's still some way to go. All the things you mention are valid points, but they are fairly minor issues.
Yes, maybe you are right. So what do you think my biggest weakness is?
After talking with colleagues and putting aside your confidence issues, I think it's the lack of experience because you've only been in the position for a couple of months. You could do all the qualifications needed, but it's really only experience that counts, in this role anyway. Do you know why many supervisors choose to leave?
Is it because of the salary?
Frank, I'll take that as a joke. No, they quit because they don't give themselves enough time to settle into the role. And that can take up to 6 months, especially in a role of responsibility. Sure, I think we can be doing more to support them, but that's not the reason they go.
Well, I'm very persistent and goal-oriented. I want to become a more effective employee, and I hope I'm going in the right direction.
Definitely. I have you pinned as a rising star in the company. I believe that if we support you well enough, you'll have a very bright future with us here. What was a mystery to me is why it took so long for you to apply for promotion. But now I can see that it was just a lack of confidence.
Yes, you're right about that. Earlier, you mentioned that I didn't need qualifications, but as I was preparing for this meeting, it occurred to me that I'd like to do some more studying. Are there any courses or certificates you would suggest?
That's really good to hear. We certainly wouldn't discourage anyone from furthering their education. And if it's vocation-based, then all the better. I wouldn't recommend any higher management courses yet. I think that's a bit too early at the moment. But how about an introduction to leadership course? I think that will help your confidence and make you even more effective within the team.